The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports,
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 sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and we're going to break down every inning of the Dodgers. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. Aaron Raybould, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, Dad Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. Or you can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. And it's a Wednesday. Do things a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, whatever you do, put odds on it. What are the odds? It's going to be a fun show, Hoffman.
85%?
Are we not having a great day?
I mean, what do you want, percent? 1,000? You never know who's going to call in when things
that's
are going to get ruined.
That's true. I mean, so on your end, you
I'm
feel good.
I finished the boys.
Okay.
So you guys can be proud of me. It didn't take me too long. Yeah, I mean, I'm in a fine mood. My mood honestly gets better as the week goes on. Monday and Tuesday are a real bear for me. And then as the week goes on, it gets a little bit easier. I on my lunch break today, I made a trip down to a D&Q beer store and got some pickle beer. They were out of the Bloody Mary pickle beer.
Mm.
So you kind of lucked out.
Actually, Bloody Mary pickle beer I would probably prefer over just pickle beer because there's something else to kill the taste of the pickle.
Then maybe you didn't luck out.
Yeah.
But and the shotgun beer that I got for Tyler this week, Tyler and someone else on the Mega Shot or on the Wheel of Death, is sour grape Four Loko.
Well, anything sour, but I don't mind grape, but I don't like sour. So I'm not a shotgunner anyway, so that doesn't affect me, but... what is our shot going to be?
It's up to Eric Warner. He said he's got some from overseas that he's going to bring in.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah. And then we are currently investigating how to get our hands on some of this pickle vodka. Aaron says they have it at Downtown Specs, but I went there the other day looking for that specifically and did not find it.
Their website shows that they have 11 in stock. Right. And then there's several other ones around the city that have it, too, apparently. So we just got to pick one and go there, figure it out.
Hmm.
So be it. I'll try it again, I guess.
And those guys are pretty good about...
they are usually pretty good, but maybe I just have to ask somebody.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was about to say. If you ask them, they're really good about that kind of stuff. They'll go look for you.
Might be one of those things that they got in one case, sold three of them over 3 years, and then were like, you know what, just throw this up in the rafter somewhere. Nobody else is going
to
ever want
it. Put this next to the tobacco vodka.
Yeah.
Yeah, but something tells me, like, Big Specs, they're never worried about shelf space because they've got plenty of shelf space. Plenty. Like, they can literally carry damn near everything. So, I don't know. I'll try it again, I guess.
All right, well.
What about you? What's your mood like?
I'm in a great mood, man. Things are going very, very well on the Project X front. So, getting closer and should have some big news on that very soon. So, did a lot of work on that today. Did a lot of kind of prepping for when we launch the second part of it, which don't know about that yet. The first part will be up very soon. But, just kind of getting ready to change the world, AJ.
Well, that's a good thing, Fred.
Yeah,
the world does need a change, and I can tell you that.
It does. It does. Because, I was thinking about this today. One of the things that I think has made this job a little bit more difficult, well, especially during the COVID when, there's all this stuff that happening and people having all these opinions and turning it all political. I can't remember the last time where we had a hot button topic where somebody actually came up with an original thought.
Give me an example.
Well, okay, well, right now, anything political, right? You know, if Twitter, I shouldn't even be on Twitter anymore, but it's like you have right-wing people who tweet all the same stuff, and then on the left wing, when they're talking about Trump, there's all these "this is the guy" tweets. So, like, this is the guy who did this, and now he's saying this. And it's all the same stuff. I mean, everybody's doing the same, saying the same thing. Nobody has an original thought. It's driving me nuts.
So we're starting the show talking about political Twitter, but Fred was saying that he thinks I might be having a bad day. This is going to be an awful show.
No, I'm not having a bad day. I just wish people would come up with something that I hadn't seen 100,000 times before.
I mean, that's life, Fred.
I know.
Once you have the internet for a while, you've seen it all.
Pretty much.
It's like Pornhub. Like, you really think you're finding something new on the hub? No, I mean, it might be like a different actress or something, but it's all, you've seen it all before. There's nothing new there.
Now you're depressing me. Yeah.
Every song has already been written. It just gets changed a little bit.
That's true. Every song sounds alike.
Yeah.
So, great.
Oh, they're remaking every movie that's ever been made. I mean, that's
true.
We're a recycling culture.
We're just regurgitators.
That's right.
Wow. From an existential perspective, I feel really useless right now.
You are.
Well, thanks. I've got, there's some people saying Total Wine has it. Let's see, a friend of mine says he's got a bottle of pickle vodka in his office. So he can drop it by if we want a bottle of pickle vodka.
Why? Well, that's what we're looking for. Who's got that in their office?
Yeah, what?
My buddy Woodland Sam.
Okay.
Yeah, he works with bars and restaurants and stuff, so. Among other things. So, yeah. Sam, drop it off. We'll take it.
All right.
There you go. Oh, man. I actually watched a few innings of the World Series last night.
I did, too. I watched a little. My older son wanted to watch some, so I watched a little bit. And, you know, the Dodgers, my goodness, they can hit the ball. I mean, you talk about a lineup. It's
yeah,
top to bottom, they rake. And I watched them... you know, beat Glasnow around a little bit. Glasnow had he pitched really well, but like in the first five innings, besides the Bellinger home run, he was basically untouchable. And then when he came out for that fifth inning, they touched him.
Yeah.
They touched the hell out of him. And then they got him out of there. And then the relievers come in, they touched the hell out of them too. And it was, once that happened, it was just an avalanche. And
yeah,
at one point, a reliever had come in and he started the inning and threw six pitches, and of those six pitches, one got hit out of the park by Mookie Betts, and two others were doubled off the wall. And it's like, maybe this guy doesn't have his best stuff tonight. I'm just throwing that out there.
Oh, yeah, I went out to one of the local places, had taco night last night, and I had went out with Lawyer Dave and had some tacos and watched the game. And when it got out of hand, okay, that's probably the last of the World Series I'm watching.
Yeah.
Because I really don't like the Dodgers. I like the players, but I just don't like anything Los Angeles anymore. I don't know why. And I keep thinking, well, what sucks is poor Atlanta. You know, they blow a Super Bowl. They blow a 3-1 lead. Those poor people haven't had a title since, I guess, the Braves, right?
Yeah.
And
had a couple almost.
Yeah, and then LA and Tampa just had one a month ago.
Did the Thrashers win the title?
No, the Thrashers never did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
They haven't won as the Jets either, so you can't really, claim that. It was only 15 years ago. They were here. That should count. So if the Titans win, yeah, Texans fan can say, yeah, it was only 23 years ago they were here. I think it's been that long. 97, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez. Okay, this whole, being useless and feeling old because it's been that long, really bringing me down here. We need something exciting. Let's.
Excitement.
What's fun? I mean, I got a bunch of.
Borat.
Is that out today?
No, it's out Friday, right? What's today, the 21st? I think it's out the 23rd.
Okay.
And what better way to promote your movie than to basically 2 days before it comes out say, well, Looks like Rudy Giuliani tried to bang a 15-year-old in Borat's new movie. Well, yeah, people are going to want to watch that now. So I imagine that Amazon Prime is going to be very happy with the early returns on Borat's new movie.
Mm. I can't wait.
Apparently there's... they're not showing the video. There's just a few screenshots, but yeah. It's like... So Borat's daughter, who's really 24, but apparently has made clear to Rudy Giuliani that she's 15, he starts rubbing her back.
Oh, boy.
He untucks his shirt, lays down on the bed, and puts his hand down his pants. And then Borat bursts in wearing some sort of terribly gay costume and says, "No, she's too old for you. Take me instead." And what's really funny about it is several months back, Rudy Giuliani was like, "Yeah, Borat, I had a run-in with Borat," and he actually, I think he called the cops on Borat.
About that.
Because he thought he was in danger, and he's like, "But he didn't get me, though. He gets everybody. I've heard the stories, but he didn't get me." Well, it turns out, yeah, he kind of did get you, Rudy. That's not good. And so who knows? That's what the reports are saying. We haven't seen the actual movie, so maybe there's some explanation for why he untucks his shirt and puts his hand down his pants and rubs on her back. There's entirely, you know, reasonable explanation could exist. But for now, not great. Not great.
Nah, I just can't wait to see it.
I know. I'm so excited. For years, I've said Borat, the original Borat, is one of the greatest comedy movies that's ever been created.
I would agree.
And you talk about original stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that was just such a great idea, and it worked so well. It was brilliant.
Yeah, and he pulled it off, too. Yeah, that's the thing. I'm not sure anybody could have pulled that off.
What's really crazy is there's still people who don't know who Borat is, and somehow he gets over on
people. Yeah, I can't believe
it. I don't know how at some point you didn't see Saturday Night Live or something that gave it away. I don't know. He was able to do a second movie.
Yeah, well, and it's almost here. So, basically driving into my waiting shift at Capitol Grill. What are the odds I have more than one table? I hope you do. And whoever's at your table, tip well.
Well, what if he's a terrible server?
It's a blitzer. He or she is not a terrible server.
At Capitol Grill?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right out here.
Yeah.
Boy, their parking lot's always empty, though. He may only have one table. Yeah. I'm sorry, dude. Probably one table.
Yeah, just keep bringing me down the whole first segment.
Sorry, Fred.
You know what, though? Let's talk about the boys when we come back now that you've finally seen it. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. What are the odds Fred gets a haircut soon? Chuck, I got a haircut 3 weeks ago, bro. Give it up.
Fred's hair is a major public concern, I must say.
Yeah, well, I like where it is right now, so there you have it. And then, not your father's engineer said, did you see the Aaron Rodgers frat story I tweeted you? Yes, I have not had a chance to read it yet, but I'll try to get to it on one of the breaks. And, And Eric says on Twitter, he has the absinthe and will bring one other surprise.
All right.
And, Adrian, what are the odds I'm getting dirty looks in Houston for wearing this hat? He's rolling around in his Dodgers hat.
I'd probably say like 80%. But, I mean, let's face it, most people here, baseball season's already over. No one cares anymore.
Yeah. I mean, Aggie Matt says, apparently he's removing a microphone and then retucking his shirt.
Okay.
Which, you know, makes perfect sense. So, yeah. We'll see.
Yeah. I don't know because we haven't seen it. But honestly, Rudy Giuliani's never going to run for any public office again. So really political affiliations don't matter at this point, but it would be hilarious for him to be intertwined in something nefarious like that, just because, you know.
You want to talk about
really,
a guy who's
really, really, really old.
Well, and his reputation has taken such a beating from when he was just like...
He was like America's hero at that point.
Yeah.
Sometimes life comes at you fast.
So let's talk about the boys. Okay. Get your impressions. Was I right, though, that like episode 5 was kind of lame and then the last 3 were really good?
I don't remember what exactly happened in episode 5.
That was the relationship episode. By the way, if you haven't seen it yet, turn your radios down because we're...
Is that the one where they were banging all the time?
Yeah, and then they all broke up and it was just... at the end, everybody
Frenchie
broke
and Kimiko
up.
Get into that big fight where she won't teach him how to speak.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
He's losing his mind over
it. But is this
it.
The one where Homelander and what's-her-name, Stormfront, are banging? Like, that's where they start banging, episode 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was okay. I mean, they were, like, beating the hell out of each other. It wasn't awful, but it wasn't...
Yeah, it just
better from there.
And that's why you watching them all at the same time makes me wish they had done it the right way. And released them all at the same time because having that week there after that one, I'm kind of like, man, I don't know if I still want to watch this. Now, I'm glad I did because the last 3 were just off the charts. A couple of my favorite things. Well,
these are a few of his favorite things.
Here's a bizarre thought. I kind of wish they'd end it right now. I know they have a season 3 coming, but that would have been a pretty cool ending.
Yeah, I'm not with you on that. I do think that there's some loose ends that need to be taken care of.
Yeah, there's some more meat on the bone, but I don't know if there's a whole steak there.
I don't know.
But I mean, we'll see. I trust them. So
they've done pretty good so far.
Yeah, but the Homelander scene at the end of the last one where he's self-pleasuring on a building rooftop, that was hilarious.
I thought that was stupid. I have no idea why that was.
Because he's crazy.
I mean, just, I get that, but...
that's what crazy people do, AJ.
I guess. Do they? I don't know anybody who does that. Maybe I don't know the right crazy people.
Maybe you do. You just don't know everything about them.
I don't know anybody who has the ability to get to the top of a building like that. Maybe you know more CEOs living in or working in downtown than I do.
They have this thing called an elevator.
Yeah.
It'll get you there.
You have to have certain clearance to get to the top of those big
downtown
buildings.
Well, Homelander has that clearance. Yeah.
Well, he's saying in real life people do that. He knows more people who work at the top of those high rises downtown than I do. So whatever they do on their own time.
Largo saying Homelander's lasers could barely dent Storefront's boobs, but the kid roasted her.
I think that's what it's saying. The kid is the most, he's the most powerful.
Yeah. Although, I mean, Homelander wasn't trying to hurt her with it. He was trying to, that was allegedly sexy. So, but I love Homelander. He's my favorite character in the whole thing.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's completely unlikable.
I know. That's why I love him.
Yeah.
you know me. I always like the bad guys.
Yeah. I don't know. He's they do a good job of making him unlikable and Stormfront too. Like they're.
She was easy to dislike. Well, she started off okay.
I mean, she's a Nazi. So
yeah. Once she turned Nazi,
rarely are you like, ooh, team Nazi. Even in that show, what was the name of that show? Man in the High Castle.
Yeah.
You remember that guy, Joe? Like, I could never really tell if he was a Nazi or he was just, like, pretending to be a Nazi to get what he needed. I couldn't cheer for him because I didn't know.
He was an unlikable guy.
He was, like, he was clearly a, like, they tried at some points to make him sort of a hero of the story, but I could never get behind it because I was still like, yeah, but is he really a Nazi? I don't know. So, Stormfront, that's easy. Once she came out as Nazi, it's like, well... Can't cheer for her.
Yeah. She did have a really poignant line there where she said, there's a lot of people who think like I do. They just hate the word Nazi.
Yeah.
And she's right about that. But one of the funniest things I thought was the girl fight was apparently written to make fun of the Endgame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my wife said the same thing. She's like, they did it better than Endgame did. Because the Endgame, when it was so cheesy. And it's fun. What I do like about the boys is it takes a lot from real life things.
Yeah.
Like things that are actually going on in the world today, and it spins them into the show. And I think that's clever and it's interesting. And they just change around a little thing here or there, and suddenly it's part of the show. I dig that. But, yeah, the girl fight was – do you guys agree with me on this? Starlight – is hotter when she's a regular person than when she's in her sexy superhero costume.
Agreed.
They 100%. Do something with her makeup or something that just makes her look weird. And her nose is too small for her face. And so when they put all that extra eye makeup on her, it makes her look almost like she doesn't have a nose. And it's really off-putting to me. I do think that girl, when she's just like the normal girl, like
Annie.
Yeah, when she's Annie walking around the street, I think she's kind of hot.
Yeah.
But once she's Starlight, I'm like, no.
Nah, not for me.
No, not for me either. And I told you, I guess I told you this back when I first started watching this season. Maeve, when she's not in costume, I couldn't even recognize her. She's unrecognizable when she doesn't have that thing around her head. So
I love stoned Maeve, though.
She does like stone.
Stone Maeve is awesome. But the other thing that I thought was really cool was the congresswoman being the head exploder.
Yeah,
that I don't think I saw coming, and I always like it when there's a surprise like that. Oh, and I love that she blew up Fresca guy's head. That was awesome. You want a Fresca?
Yeah,
I saw it coming because during that scene, during the hearing, people's heads were only exploding when she would look directly at them. So, like, the first guy explodes, and then she starts acting panic, but every time she turns her head to look at somebody, that's whose head exploded next.
I mean, that's a good power to have.
Yeah.
People's heads explode. Yeah. Why don't you just make Homelander's head explode, then?
That's what I wanted. That's what I'm really hoping they get into.
Well, I mean, I'm sure, yeah.
That's what it's going to... It's got to delve into.
Okay, couple disappointing things.
Okay.
The bald chick that was in the asylum... That can just crunch things up.
Yeah, they dropped her.
Underused. Like that would have been a great addition to the whole series. And it was like more like a cameo thing. They need to bring her back next season.
I think they might, because they had a bunch of those like genetic defects that they were trying to make that wandered off. And I have a feeling they're going to just like sprinkle one in every couple episodes here.
Okay.
In season three. That's just a theory. I haven't read anything about it, but I have a feeling. A few of them are going to make it.
I thought that was a good character that went underutilized in the show.
Yeah, I thought they were going to bring her back because of the way that they kind of showed her walking off. It looked like it was setting something up, and they never did.
And the character that is the worst character, and it has no use whatsoever, and I'm never going to understand why this character even exists on the show, is Deep. What is the point of this dude?
Well, it's funny because that interview I was reading where they were talking about they just, they love having him as sort of the comedic, tragic guy, but I don't find him that funny.
He's not funny.
Yeah.
He's not funny. Like, and I also think it's a play on, like, Aquaman being in the Justice League and how ridiculous it is that, like, there's a world where Superman and Batman and Wonder Woman and Green Lantern and Flash... They're all working together. They can't handle something that they need to call Aquaman for. That's never true. If Superman wanted to go underwater and do some Superman stuff under there, he could do it. If Green Lantern wanted to turn himself into something that could go, he could do it too. They don't need Aquaman. He's the most useless superhero ever. Deep is such a useless character. And I thought that something was going to happen with him. The problem with it is, at least you know Aquaman's not a major player. They're like, it's almost like they've got this whole side thing that's about him, and I hate it every time they're talking about him or focusing on him.
He's kind of there for them to make fun of, like an inside
joke. Yeah,
he's like
the Eeyore that you want to laugh at.
Yeah,
I don't like
him. But I just don't find his storyline interesting or that funny. Although I did like the scene where Fresca guy's telling A-Train he's back in, and he's like, bleep you, I'm out of here. That was awesome. And then A-Train being the one to break the Nazi stuff was pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
It was funny, though, the Deep sitting at the bar and watching the hearing, and then everybody's head starts exploding. He grabs his head like, oh, my God, is my head still there? Yeah, it's still there. If you're able to touch it, you jackass.
Nobody's blowing your head up. I hate to break it to you. But and then the other thing that was kind of cool was reading about the whale scene. They didn't want to do it because they already had done a dolphin scene. And then they... Somebody convinced them that, hey, this will work with what you're trying to do with Huey, and they did it. So I'm glad they did it because I thought that was fun. But, yeah, it's – and then the perfect line for Carl Urban to tell the kid, you know, remember what I told you. Yeah. That's I thought that was really well done. I just think the whole last three especially were fantastic. I think this is two really good seasons now. And yes, I
didn't like when Butcher was being a little bitch and was like, I'm gonna basically just go out there and kill myself. I don't like that. Like, I think of him as like this hard ass dude, and then he was just like, he'd given up and he was pathetic. I don't like that. I don't like making your characters that you've made into these badass guys. It's like I always say about Wolverine, like when he has no powers. I don't want to see that movie. I didn't want to see Butcher being all weak and he did it a couple times, like when he's brought the kid back to the mom. Like, there's a couple times where I saw weakness in that dude, and part of what made me like that character was that there was no weakness in him.
And there was never any compromise either. It's like, I'm doing this, and that's why it was such an awesome deal that he made with Giancarlo Esposito's character and
the Chicken Man.
Yeah, the Chicken Man. Yeah, Gus. He'll always be the Chicken Man.
I always just say, oh, there's Gus.
But the deal he made, you're just like, yep, that's a Billy Butcher I know.
Yeah.
And then to go back on it, I'm kind of like, ah, really, dude?
Yeah, it was lame.
Really? Yeah, nobody wants that kid. But yeah, I loved it. And glad you finally caught up on it. And hopefully, you know, we'll get Scooty says Homelander imagining himself lasering the crowd got me. Thought he was about to go ape bleep. I still think that's what happens in season three. I think he turns full.
Oh, I read something that says he's a homicidal maniac in season three.
So. And apparently the name of the first episode is Payback in season three.
Okay.
So that's all we know.
See, when you were saying the most useless character, I thought you were talking about Expanding Wang guy.
Oh, no.
The guy, because we were that's where we were at. We were talking about all the people locked up in the asylum, and you said, and the most useless character, that's why I just started cackling.
No, I mean, that is a pretty useless character, but whatever.
yeah, but I mean, at least
clearly
that was
comedic relief.
Yeah, one-off comedy thing, which was funny.
Right, but deep is like, it's a bad joke that's going on for two seasons now. At some point, you're like, okay, enough of this. John says, can we talk about how useless Starlight's powers are? You know, when you see her fighting Stormfront, her powers are kind of useless because Stormfront does her little lightning thing and people just go flying, and then Starlight does it to her and she's like, whatever. I don't. And then how come some superheroes you could shoot them and kill them and some you can't? Like, there's got to be some sort of distinct set of rules here.
It's the compound V affects everybody differently.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
and the whole reason she can't affect Stormfront is Stormfront was the she was the elite. That's why it was her and Homelander. And when right before they started banging, she said, "I'm like, you and I are the most powerful humans in the world. Nothing else can kill us."
Not anymore.
No. But yeah, that was the whole thing is Homelander. That they had this. She had no idea he had a kid at the time.
Baby Homelander and Huey. That's the real team.
Yeah, but. Lamont says, Fred, I'm not going all conspiracy theorist, but lately I've been watching old movies and TV shows, and it's weird how a ton of projects were focused on pandemics. You know, it was weird, like the first couple weeks when we were on shutdown, almost like the top 10 movies were all stuff like Outbreak and things like that. And it's weird to me that there are so many of those out there, and now it's kind of happening. Which makes me worry about, you know, all those aliens being out there. Just saying, as an ancient astronaut theorist, I'm very concerned about all these movies. What if they turn out to be right? So,
I mean, Braddock had never seen V for Vendetta, and yeah. Creighton and I made him watch it like 3 weeks into the pandemic, but I warned him. I said, do not get stoned before you watch it, or else it's going to really screw with your mind. And he goes, well, I'm always stoned.
Yeah, Jason Braddock is always stoned.
Don't get super stoned, because it'll really uncork something that you're never going to be able to put back.
You know what I did last night? I got stoned and watched Flash Gordon. You want to talk about, I mean, that movie it's not good. I mean, let's be honest. It's extremely cheesy. The special effects look like they were done in a kid's basement. But stoned, it's like, I'm just staring at Hawkman. Dive! Dive! Go, Flash, go! Yeah. All right. Yeah, I also made a few bets on my bookie while I was doing that. And, man, they got the presidential props on there. If you want to get in on that, they got it. You want to bet the World Series, they got that. With mybookie.ag, it's easy. They got everything. You got football cranking back up tomorrow. Guess what? That's on there. College football pretty much all the time. That's on there. And you get futures bets. There's all kinds of things that you can get in on. If you like playing parlays, it's an opportunity to bet a few bucks to win a bunch. You can do live betting, which is one of my favorite things. I've really gotten into the live betting, especially when I like a team and they get way down, to jump in and bet them to cover the spread in the second half, things like that. It's all over the place. So you can do whatever you want on MyBookie. Easy deposits and withdrawals, too. When you win, you get paid. That's not the case with a lot of places. And if you join today, they're going to match your first deposit 100%. Just enter promo code radio when you sign up. That's promo code radio. MyBookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie.
No masterpiece. Hey. 10 bad, bad, then they after me. Bam. One bad, bad, look like a masterpiece. Oh. Look.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A couple things and then we'll move on from this. But somebody asked, so is Stormfront dead? Are they going to bring her back as half a cyborg?
I don't know.
I bet you she returns in some form or fashion.
Yeah, I would imagine she's not just gone.
And
I think she's going to be like one of those mental apparitions for Homelander, motivating him to be even more psycho.
And then somehow we've all got on Flash Gordon, and then the remake, who would play him? How about The Rock? Rock would be a good Flash Gordon. Doesn't have the blonde hair, but, you know. I think he's kind of the answer to almost every question. No, if we're going to do a remake, who should play this guy? The Rock.
Yeah.
Let's squeeze in a call from Troy real quick.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
We're doing sports. What's up?
I think that the reason why they didn't use the crushing lady, because I think when she got in the car, they wanted you to think that she was the one blowing up the head. And then when you find out it wasn't her, it was that congresswoman, it was supposed to be a surprise. I thought she was an awesome character, too.
Well, maybe so.
I did think that's who it was.
Yeah.
So, but I hope they bring that character back. And maybe they will. Maybe she'll be a big part of season 3. We could always do what your buddies across the dial are doing and break down how bad one of the running plays for the Texans that they run every game is. You want to do that? Or do you want to talk?
Who didn't know that? Is that news? Breaking news, Aaron.
Give us
a breaking news sounder. I'm going to actually give a non-pedo Texans update here. I am the source for that. The Texans running game is garbage. I haven't gotten to sit down and watch the film that got from this game, which is now available, but I'll watch it and this is going to be a spoiler alert. I'm probably going to say the same thing tomorrow. The Texans, they can't run the ball and it's a disaster. So yeah, that's how can you make that a whole conversation?
Well, because the tight end is not pulling fast enough to get the linebacker coming from the backside, and they run that play every single time. Show hates it.
Hmm. Well, I guess, I don't know. We should have thought to put that on our show. That's on us. Mm-hmm. We'll try and be better.
I mean, you can. It's not too late. We could do two whole segments on that if you wanted to. Can I bitch about something real quick? Since we're doing non-pedo reports, I still get the paper Chronicle and like the headline today.
Since when?
I've been getting it for a while.
I thought you were long broken up with that.
No, I read it, but then the lady who cleans our place uses the newspapers for stuff, so I give them to her. But she does painting and things like that. Okay. So she like when she did our place, she just put it all on the floor and things like that. So you know, just
you don't think she kills people though?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Once I'm done with the newspaper, if it's needed for a dead body, that's not really my business.
What if your DNA's on it?
My DNA's not in the system, so it's not going to matter.
Oh, they'll use somebody in your family's DNA's in the system.
No. Well, because I'm not one of those people who
familial DNA
went out and got my DNA checked to find out where I came from, because I know
Somebody did, though.
Yeah, I didn't.
Katie probably did.
I didn't.
They'll trace it right back to you.
But nope, not going to happen. Just telling you. That's why you don't go and get your DNA out there in the system.
No, I'm with you, but all it takes is somebody in your family doing it, and you're screwed. You're hosed.
Well, not necessarily. Just because they find my DNA on newspapers that I have, that I can show them that I paid for and were delivered to my house and then given away.
How are you going to prove they were given away?
Because you're not going to find any trash here. They would, if they found them, they would find them at her place or on somebody else's floor.
Of course, I've just said this on air.
So, you know, that's a defense. That's like the basic instinct defense, admittedly. But
I don't think that's going to work. You better talk to Dave about this.
I don't. There's no crime committed here.
There will be, though.
You've jumped from a person uses newspapers on the floor to paint to, oh, you're going to put dead bodies in there.
Somebody's going to.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm going to do my bitch first before we end this segment. But this is bitching about Houston Chronicle. If you go to their pay website, which I get with my subscription, COVID numbers creeping up again in Houston. They have a whole story about it's an alarming trend. The paper one this morning had something like alarming trend as a headline. And you go through and look, and you know, we do this every day, right? So I know what the numbers are. They're not creeping up.
It's not alarming?
No. I mean, and then, look, I get that we may get, with schools open and stuff like that, that they may go back up. But, you know, it says, here's the story. Houston area COVID-19 numbers, which declined significantly in late summer, are creeping up again, a concern given the spike predicted when the weather turns colder and people gather indoors for the holidays. The increases aren't near the level being seen in many parts of the state, nation, and globe. But the number of new cases and hospitalizations and the positive test rate and disease spread the last 3 weeks represent a turn for the worse after a period that gave many hope the worst might be over. Hey, we don't know if the worst is over, but can I just say, I'm looking at these numbers and they have not gone way up. There was a little bit of a uptick last week that we talked about.
I will say this, though. You tend to use that same site all the time.
Well, it detects,
there's a lot of different places that have different data.
I'm talking about Houston, so I'm using the Texas Medical Center's website.
Okay, I'm saying even in Houston, there's more websites that have different numbers than that Texas Med Center's website.
No, I'm going to trust them. Because
okay, but I mean, you can't be mad at other people who use other sources.
What other sources are
I don't know.
Saying the numbers are way up? That because they're looking at the same numbers I am. I don't get it. And why is it that we just keep trying to scare the hell out of people with this? Oh, it's going to take a turn for the worse. You know, how about we just look at it logically, like what it is? And, you know, yesterday, guess what? Another day where the number was down. So 491 new people. Last week, there were 497 new cases a day when it was up. So, you know, just I wish people would just quit trying to make it worse.
Hey, man, f*** that.
Yeah, I mean, look, we know it's bad. It sucks. But it's not end of the world right now. End of the world was during the summer when we were getting 2,700 new cases a day. Now, if you're scared that's going to happen again, that's fine. That's your prerogative. I choose to focus on the fact that so far we're doing okay.
We're hanging in there.
We've been doing okay for about a month now. So anyway, suckitchronicle.com. All right, let's talk about Lightstream. If you've got a balance on your credit cards and the interest rate's probably about 19%. That's way too high. Well, you can turn those balances into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate. Start saving money with Lightstream today. Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.9% APR with autopay and excellent credit. The rate is fixed, so it will never go up over the life of the loan. 100% online application. You don't even have to leave your house. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000, and there's absolutely no fees. You can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. And Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Blitzers can save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hit up the text line a little bit here. What are the odds Bill O ends up as another head coach in the NFL next year? I would almost say 0%, except you've got franchises like the Jets. I would not be shocked if he winds up getting hired by a team like that. You look at some of the bad hires that have been made. I mean, they would basically be trading the same guy by getting rid of Adam Gase. Somebody said, do you give Justin any chance to beat Khabib?
Some chance, certainly. Not a great chance. I wouldn't put money on him.
What are the odds on that, by the way?
I was just pulling up the most recent numbers. Currently, Khabib is minus 335. Which also tells you not wise to bet on fights at minus 335.
Yeah,
it's historically not a great thing to do.
I don't bet. I only bet fights if it's even money or I'm betting the dog.
Okay.
And sometimes if it's somebody I think isn't going to lose and it's only like minus 150, I might do that. But in general, I'm always looking at the dogs. Is that the...
Nurmagomedov inside the distance, minus 120. Not Nurmagomedov inside the distance, minus 120. So if you want to play a game, there you go. There's a game for you.
Yeah. Yeah. KC? What's up?
JoJo.
And that was really good.
And that happened. Told you, Fred, what was going to happen today.
Nah. I mean, it's better that somebody's not there than that they bring a bad call.
That's true.
So,
we'd rather find out.
What have we really lost other than 10 seconds of the show? We're still doing fine. We've got...
I think they're doing fine.
We found the one person on the planet who doesn't like the boys on Twitch.
No, I think there's a few people who don't. But, I think you love it more than probably an average person does.
Absolutely.
So... I think there's some people in the middle. I think it's a good show. I don't think it's like.
I think it's the best new show. And I mean, I think it's right now. Now it's going to go downhill. There's no way they can continue with this. But I'll stick with what I said. It's every bit as good as year one, two of Walking Dead and Game of Thrones at its best. So, I have not caught up on Fargo yet. I'm one episode behind, but that was getting really good too. So I'll probably watch that tonight. Because there's no football.
No football matches.
It makes me very sad. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Everybody asking about best scary movies. I actually found a list. It's not a very good list, but the films Americans think are the most iconic Halloween movies of all time.
Okay.
To me, isn't it just Halloween? Like one of the Halloweens?
Halloween is number one on the most iconic Halloween movies, certainly.
Right. I mean, that's got to be it. So we can just stop there. You know, yeah, but it's not coming up. There we go. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of streaming. These are based on Americans who were polled. Okay. I'm looking at this list. Number one, Halloween, 46%. Yeah. I think we all agree. Number two, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yep.
I'm good with that.
Friday the 13th?
6th.
Okay. Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
12th.
The Amityville Horror?
Having to scroll down to find that one. It's not on.
What about The Exorcist?
Number 4.
Okay. What about, oh, here's one. I want to say a more recent one, but a somewhat recent one. Scream.
Number 3.
What about really recent, Get Out?
Number 22. Made the list.
It's a little low, but okay. Rosemary's Baby.
I don't think that's on here.
What about The Shining?
The Shining is number 10.
That's a good one.
The Omen?
You know what? That is not on here either, but that's one that I find a very scary movie. So I'll give you the top 10 real quick. Halloween, Nightmare on Elm Street, Scream, The Exorcist, Beetlejuice, number 5.
That's a comedy movie.
Yeah, but sorry, it counts. Friday the 13th is 6th. Carrie is 7th. Also a comedy. Rocky Horror Picture Show is 8th.
Yeah.
Child's Play, 9th.
Oh, it's such a terrible movie.
That one's awful. The Shining, 10th.
Okay.
And
imagine thinking Child's Play is better than The Shining.
Yeah, well, and if you're going to put Psycho on there, it's got to be higher than 13, right?
Yes.
I would think. So, yeah, The Shining, 10. The Conjuring is 11. Chainsaw Massacre, 12. Psycho, 13. A Quiet Place, 14.
A Quiet Place? The one with the guy from The Office?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop.
Night of the Living Dead, 15. Too low. It is 16.
The original It, it's maybe an unpopular opinion. That's a really bad movie.
It is.
The remake was better than the original.
Agreed. Blair Witch Project, 17. The Witch, 18. Saw, 19. Poltergeist, 20. How is
Poltergeist used to scare the hell out
of
me.
Yeah, that's got to be higher than 20, man. That one would be in my top 5. Insidious, 21. Get Out, 22. Paranormal Activity, 23. Here's one that scared the hell out of me. Candyman, 24.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah, that was Virginia Madsen, if I'm not mistaken. The Sixth Sense is 25. How is that a horror movie?
I mean, because the guy's seeing ghosts.
Oh, you just spoiled it.
I know.
I see dead people.
Sorry.
Last House on the Left, 26.
Oh, that's a good movie.
The Babadook, I've not seen.
I don't think I've seen The Babadook.
That's number 27. There's three more. 28 was The Ring. 29, It Follows. And 30, Midsommar. Not sure about any of those. They also did the iconic scary movie quotes, which is like, I see dead people was number one.
Yeah.
Here's Johnny from The Shining. They're here from Poltergeist.
People love that Quiet Place. I don't know why they do.
Eh. So there was none of the Saw movies.
There was a Saw.
There was Saw. Saw was on there, yeah.
Hostel wasn't on there?
Hostel is, I guess it is sort of a horror movie. I mean, it's like it's a gore movie more than anything, but yeah.
And then Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah, Jeepers Creepers I'm not as high on. I do like Saw, or I do like Hostel. I love Eli Roth. I love movies that are just, the plot is kind of meh, but the gore and the graphic violence is enough to really just make you sort of queasy. I'm into that kind of horror.
Maybe I missed it. There are none of the Rob Zombie movies on there either.
No.
House of a Thousand Corpses or
nope.
Anything.
I was teaching my son that there's several different kinds of horror movies. There's the kind that, like, The Shining. If you've ever watched the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre, there's really not much suspense. There's not much to think about. Really what it is, it's the kind of horror movie that puts pressure on you. It's like bad things are constantly happening to the point where eventually you're like overwhelmed by how many terrible things are happening consecutively. And so it's there's loud noises there. It's not a thinking man's horror movie. It's just we're going to overwhelm you with with the amount of bad things that are happening. Then there's The Shining, which is obviously it's a much deeper movie, a much better movie, let's be honest. But there's some psychological stuff to it. You actually have to think to figure out what's going on in the movie. You can't just be adult and understand what's going on. And then there's movies that are in between. There's some that are just the gore alone, like the terrible things that they show, that's enough. There's jump scare movies, my son was like, well, is this a jump scare movie, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre? I'm like, no, not really, because, like, there's no real jump scare scenes. Like, because he basically, it's always blatant with him. Like, you see Leatherface, and they're like, oh, no, it's Leatherface. I've got to try to get away. It's not like Leatherface just, like, Freddy did that. Freddy was that, and Michael Myers is that. Halloween, those are jump scare movies. You don't see them coming. They just end up being there, and that's terrifying.
Newer Chainsaw Massacre, yeah, that was in like 2004. That one had a lot of jump.
That
scare
had jump scares, yeah. But
that
original
was more stalker.
The original one, there's no stalking. No. It's like, and they make it clear that the villain in this movie, and maybe that's kind of what made it cool, was you thought it was a true story, I guess, very loosely based on a true story. This villain is so dumb that, I mean, he can't even put together a sentence. But then they ruin that it may be a true story when they're like at the end, like the grandpa's like dropping the hammer on the girl. And it's like, it's one of that. I love Texas Chainsaw Massacre because I'm a cheesy horror movie film. But trying to introduce my son to horror movies with that may be a bad idea, because then when you watch it as not like, okay, I've seen the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre probably 50 times. But, like, looking at his face, I'm probably like, okay, he probably thinks this is really ridiculous, which it is. But that's
the point.
That's what you love about horror movies.
I have two notable omissions that would be in my top five or six that weren't on this top 30 list. Evil Dead, comedy, but it had almost everything that you're talking about, and Hellraiser. I don't know. Hellraiser's not on this list.
Jesus wept.
Yeah.
I would say, now, do we count Silence of the Lambs as a horror movie?
If we do, it's gotta be on the list. I don't think it's
more of
a crime drama is what it is.
I'm trying to think. Like, I love some old terrible, like Nosferatu, and Frankenstein, Bride of Frankenstein. I like all those old ass movies. There's a vampire movie called Let the Right One In that I love.
There was 40 Days a Night, I think was what it was called.
Yep.
That was a good one.
I like Cabin in the Woods. That's another Eli Roth movie. There's a lot of, I mean, hell, I'll watch pretty much any horror movie. I'll give it all a try.
Even the bad ones are funny to me, though.
Yeah.
So, all right.
You know what else is great? Grills and Star Grill Shop. Yeah. Don't do that on Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I think they just eat the people just raw, which is, I mean, it seems like a waste. Probably because they didn't have a Texas Star Grill Shop in that small town. They did barbecue them in that movie. But they sold it out of the store. But that's a bad call. What we want to cook is meat of cows and pigs and maybe an occasional turkey. And a chicken, some poultry. And the place to go to get that grill, Texas Star Grill Shop. They've got every kind of grill imaginable. Whether you just want to be flipping some burgers, you want something nice and easy, a gas grill, something for your outdoor kitchen, or you want a nice smoker that you can work on all day, baby. They got it all. Even some old charcoal grills they got for you. All the great brands, Pits and Spits, Traeger, Napoleon, Memphis, Kamado Joe, they're all in stock and ready to go. And they've got the fall grill sale going on now. They're going to always give you free delivery and assembly. Three locations in Katy, Spring, and Houston, and always open online, TexasStarGrillShop.com.
ESPN 97.5.